I'm Eric Harley. We're at the Great American Trucking Show. Joining us right now is an old friend of the program, Tom Litkus from TA Petro. Tom, good to see you.
Great seeing you, Eric. Always good to be on the show.
It's always great sitting down with my friends from TA Petro because you guys always have something new to talk about. There's always something new going on at the locations. Let's first start out here in Dallas at the GATS show. What would drivers experience here at the booth?
Well, first of all, let me rattle off the booth number. It is 15022. And there's a number of things we've got going on that I would call our main highlights. Number one is we're sponsoring the parking.
Right. Okay.
And so the drivers can park for free. And that's courtesy of TA Petro. And along with that, we've got some things going on in the parking lot that are things we've done at other shows, and we did it here last year as well. And one is the shower trailer. Mm. And, of course, several years ago, that idea came from a professional driver who called our office and spoke to one of our executive vice presidents, so as high up as you can get without talking to Tom O'Brien. And he said, you know, we'd love if you could find a way to provide us showers while we go to these trade shows because, you know, there's no opportunity for that.
Right.
You know, so he thought it was a great idea. He said, I'm gonna call a few people into my office, and we're going to figure it out. So I think we're on our fourth year now of providing this, and we have our porters who come in. You know, we've got professional porters, employees who are paid to keep our restrooms and showers clean.
Right.
And we bring them in from nearby sites, so they work those shower trailers to make sure the drivers get a great experience while they're here.
Wow.
And we've also learned what hours to manage those, because in the middle of the day, the drivers don't want to take a shower in the middle of the day.
Right.
So we've got morning hours from today, for example, Thursday, from 7 a.m. to noon, and then we shut it down, and then we open back up from 5 to 11.
Okay.
And we've learned that. The first year, you know, we wondered why everyone was gone in the middle of the day. And drivers gave us the feedback. They said, hey, if you could extend this out, and we'll come back at night, you know.
Right, right. And that makes sense. There we go.
Yeah. So that's another highlight. And then something we tried at Matt's, and we brought it here as well, is we brought our mobile repair maintenance truck called OnSite here. And we've got technicians who, if you've got a problem with your truck, we can take a look at it and fix it. If you just want a DOT inspection or some sort of routine maintenance because you're here 3 days, right? It's downtime.
Right.
And when we did this at Matt's, those techs were busy the whole time.
Right.
And so it was a need. And so we've got them available again. So that's all what's going on in the parking lot. So,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
That's not even inside the halls.
Wow. You know, now let's talk about the Great American Trucking Show.
Exactly.
But I love that. But you know, this comes from years of listening to drivers,
precisely,
and getting that feedback. But then not just sitting on it and going, "Well, thanks, and we'll think about it," but doing something about it.
Right.
These are big moves. This isn't some small initiative here of putting this together. I mean, I can only imagine. You know, not just bringing the showers to the site, but then bringing the porters out to make sure that the drivers get a great experience while they're here. That's just amazing.
Yeah. Well, and you know, we try to give it our all, and we do have high standards. We want those standards maintained. And you know, we're known for showers, so we certainly don't want the drivers to come here and it's haphazard and kind of sloppy and all of that. So we put our best foot forward and we learned and we continue to make it better. So inside the booth, we've got samples of our World Blends coffee. We've got Verizon, which is always popular, and they have a host of deals going on over there, including swapping out phones and all kinds of crazy stuff. So for those listeners who are going to make the show, you know, they should stop by booth number 15022 and take in all that's there.
Yeah, I love it, and this is really great. Another great initiative is Band Together, benefiting St. Christopher Fund, and this is just. It's just the way this thing has ballooned out and the response from drivers, another great year with this promotion.
It's all because of drivers, and it's for drivers, and drivers are the reason for its success. I believe this year may be our ninth year with Band Together.
Wow.
And by the end of this, we project that that would have contributed $2.3 million to St. Christopher Fund.
Wow.
And as you know, because you're a member of the board along with me, and glad to have you there side by side, we've now reached just under 2,000 drivers who've been assisted.
Yeah.
And as you also know, the average level of assistance is, $1,200 to $1,500. So
yeah,
it's not small.
No.
And when you add that up, you're already at a $2 million mark. So,
yeah, yeah.
So the drivers, through their enormous charity, help other drivers. And it's amazing, as you know, how often we have a driver who will say, I contributed every year and I never thought I'd need this, and now it's my turn. I'm sick. I need help.
Yeah, yeah.
And, that's what it's there for.
You know, over the years, and one of the things I knew going into this, and I started hosting this show, it'll be 21 years coming up in December, you instantly know of the community that is the driving community, and that sense of community, and then it was the willingness to help other drivers, and I've seen it. But with Band Together, it was so great because the response was so great. The numbers, as you mentioned, add up to, millions of dollars here, and it continues to grow. The St. Christopher Truckers Relief Fund, helping drivers that may come off the road as a result of an illness, and maybe their bills are piling up, which happens very quickly, and St. Christopher Fund can help those drivers in need and maybe help them get to a point where maybe they get back on the road. That kind of full 360, I call it, is amazing to watch. I'm humbled to be a part of it, humbled to be on the board at St. Christopher Fund, but it's just amazing every single time I see of a story of a driver in need or another driver that's giving. And all the great sponsors that have given us as well, like T.A. Petro, who, make this part of their mission statement, knowing how important it was.
Yes, yes. And something you said, you talked about community, the driver community, and when you think about the transportation, the trucking community, both you and your capacity and my company in our capacity, we're an extended part of that.
Right.
And I know that you and I both feel the same way, that the drivers are so quick to help. They're so quick to help. I mean, it's on their backs that this exists in the level of success that it's had.
Yeah.
And I have so much pride knowing that we've both met through our respective careers.
Yeah.
So many fine professional truck drivers.
Yeah.
And they, they come to the party to help.
They do.
They really do.
They show up every time.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing to watch. So kudos to the drivers who help out through Band Together and in other ways, but also hats off to T.A. Petro. Citizen drivers, another way of recognizing some of those great drivers and what they have done in their lives and careers. Tell us about Citizen Driver and where we are today.
Well, it's interesting because it is sort of a segue, isn't it? Because we talked about how wonderful the professional drivers are. And Citizen Driver was a program that was born to recognize that. Because professional truck drivers just aren't respected enough. The profession isn't respected enough. And yet, again, you and I have encountered so many terrific people who are in this profession.
Yes.
And so I think we are now on our fifth installment. So we've had four rounds of actually nominating citizen drivers. And we have, as you know, the big prize in this is not only honoring those drivers and with a ceremony and all the bells and whistles with that, but we rename a Petro or a TA location in their honor, and it's permanent.
Yeah.
And right. You've seen the names, and I've seen the names, and it's an impressive way to for our company to show respect. So we're now on our fifth year, and we're just about done, and so it's not too late, but it's September 30th. will cease the next nomination process. And so my pitch to your listeners is, if you know of a great driver, and you all do, you all know somebody, please nominate them, because the more we get those names and the stories of those drivers out to the public, it helps balance out that bias that people have, and start to feed some of the truth that this industry is filled with safe, caring, compassionate people.
Yes,
those are the stories we want front and center.
You know, as a judge every year, going through the dossiers is an amazing experience. It's one that I judge, you know, truck shows, and I judge, you know, I've judged other events. This one is the one where when you sit down, you know of the homework that is ahead of you from the start. And each year it is something where I look through those dossiers and I go through them time, and I have a process where I go through them, but taking that in is just an amazing experience.
Yeah. There's no slouches, are there?
There are no slouches, and it is a real job, and putting all of it together, I know it is. And again, this is part of, I know, the mission statement of TA Petro, but something that is to be commended, so that we can recognize the people that are out there that make up the trucking community, because we need them. We rely on them every single day. And to honor them in any way is just something that I think needs to be done.
Oh, absolutely. You know, they have such an essential role in this economy and in this country, and it's just our small way of doing something to you know, put them in the spotlight.
Right, and it's a great program, and I know we're going to talk more about that, you know, at a later date. So make sure that you nominate, if you know someone, make sure you nominate them. ELDs, something that's been in the news, a lot of conversation surrounding ELDs. Let's talk about what TA is offering in terms of ELD sales.
Well, we have a lot of different products to offer, and we kind of positioned ourselves to be the ELD headquarters. We have a lot of different brands, a lot of different choices, because it's not an easy decision.
Right.
There's a lot of different features, a lot of different companies, so we've tried to, you know, pick what we think are the best of the best. But what we are doing is we have a few sales that we hope will, you know, kind of stimulate some interest. And for example, with the TransFlow T70, which is a $149.99 ELD, if you have 10,000 Ultra One points, you'll get that unit for those points. So in essence, you save $50.
Wow. Nice.
And that's 33% off. So that's a great deal. If you don't have 10,000 points, and drivers use their points fairly frequently, so,
right,
you know, that's not going to be but a handful, you can redeem, for the same unit, you can redeem 5,000 points and get that unit for an additional $75. So that's $25 off.
Yeah.
So two ways to go about it. And then there's a particularly sort of robust system called On Command, which is powered by Navistar.
Mm-hmm.
And if you purchase that unit and you get it installed by our technicians, what we'll do is we'll bump your status up to platinum for the remainder of this year and all into next year. So and that comes with a variety of different perks in and of itself. So,
yeah. Wow.
So just, you know, a few different ways to, you know, offer some unique ways to get into the ELD business.
Sure, absolutely. All right, let's talk about the Ultra One food bundle. Now we're getting to a topic that I can be an expert on, when food I can talk about. All right, so let's talk about the savings here.
Well, this is interesting, too. So, again, this is a pitch to our Ultra One members.
Mm-hmm.
You can purchase a five-meal package that's worth $75. So it's
okay,
a $15 meal, and that's about average for most drivers.
Sure.
And secure that for only 6,000 points. So that's, in essence, you're getting $15 off
right,
off that five-meal package.
Right.
And we're pretty excited about that. A number of drivers have already redeemed. They, you know, they recognize, hey, look, I live on the road every day.
Yeah.
This is perfect for
me.
Well,
you know you're going to need it, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you just go to the kiosk, and you can select the pay with points option, and it'll take you through what you need to do. And it is good not only at the Iron Skillet and Country Pride, but as you know, we have a handful of other restaurants that we've converted, Black Bear Diner,
right.
Bob Evans, Our Place,
sure.
and Fuddruckers, places like that.
Yeah.
They're all, it'll be good there.
Wow. Awesome. Let's talk about sweepstakes.
Yeah,
promotion.
This is another fun one. during the month, during September, it'll actually be starting very soon, but primarily through October 29th. If you order at the Country Pride or Iron Skillet restaurants and order a steak, you'll get a game piece.
Okay.
And so you scratch off that game piece, you could win $10,000. You could win a $500 gift card. You can win movie tickets and other types of things that, you know, will be fun to use, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just a fun way, you know, drivers are going to order a meal anyway.
Right.
We're known for having some good steaks, so decided let's just make it fun.
Sure. This is great. Driver appreciation. Wow. You know, when you talk to APetro, it seems like driver appreciation is year-round, but certainly National Truck Driver Appreciation Week will soon be here. What are you guys doing for that?
Well, we have a different slant on this. We celebrate it all month, and we rotate. Each site has they pick the day. And,
okay.
And there's a psychological reason for that. What we want the drivers to experience is the opportunity where you visit several locations through that month.
Right.
And hopefully you're being thanked and appreciated every day that you're there. We want that 365 days a year.
Yeah.
But we especially like that to be mentioned in the month of September. So each site will have its own spin. Some will have cookouts. Some will maybe have a concert, giveaways. We give them the ability to have a creative bent to this because they all just love creating their own types of special ways to show appreciation.
Sure.
And we love the fact that, you know, they're creative and they put their hearts behind it. And that's, you know, that's we hope that reflects back to the to our customers, that they feel very much appreciated because they have a very difficult job, and we've talked about that already on,
yes.
on this session,
mm-hmm.
And such a vital role. So,
yes.
You know, we really do appreciate their business.
Well, I know that the drivers feel that. Anyone who follows along and has heard our conversations and knows about all of the mission statements and the overall business model there at TA Petro, they know it. They know it for a fact. So kudos and job well done. Tom, I know we're going to talk down the road, but thank you for stopping here and enjoy the rest of GATS.
Yeah, look forward to next time we're on the air.